Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
To request Thursday, pick a song, we'll play it. Get your votes in Featured Artist Friday. We'll bust that one out for you in about an hour and a half. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Vinny's out at one winning drive. We'll hear from him. Coming up NFL lunch style at 1 o'clock. Tons going on. World sports for sure. Orioles are hot. Ravens are practicing. NBA finals start tonight. Stanley Cup finals have already started, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But let's count some dough first, shall we? Buy or sell?
All right. Start with the NASDAQ's up 71. S&P 500 also up. It's up 15. Dow Jones in the green up 113. Under Armour down just 2 cents. They feel like they fluctuate by pennies every day. DraftKings also down 92 cents.
You sound like you should work on Wall Street there, Nolan McGraw, coming off that smooth way that you did.
I wanted the internship with Jim Cramer, Mad Money.
Oh, yeah.
He rejected me.
Oh, he did?
So, yeah.
Should have called Gordon Gekka. Yeah. Had a better chance, man.
All right, as far as our sports topics here, we'll start in the NFL, where the Jaguars' new leadership regime, well, they've implemented their mark pretty quickly, even made some puzzling moves along the way, most notably the release of Gabe Davis. Now, from a performance standpoint, releasing him, not too much of a surprise, but a financial aspect side of things says, why would you release this guy? You had to eat a ton of dead money just to get rid of him. So when people saw that Jacksonville drafted a pair of running backs this spring, they started to assume that maybe someone like Travis Etienne, a holdover from the previous regime, would be pushed out as well. Head coach Liam Cohen says that's not true. They still value Etienne very highly, says he's set to play a big role as he enters the fifth-year option of his rookie deal. Buy or sell, Bob, no chance Etienne is back with the Jags beyond this upcoming season.
Oh, I'll buy that 100%. And he had kind of a turd year, as the entire team did. But Gabe Davis visited Pittsburgh. I think I read that correctly a couple of days ago after he had a dreadful one season in Jacksonville. I mean, they've got Thomas. They drafted Travis Hunter. I mean, they've got some weapons to work with. But Gabe to Pittsburgh might be reality or somewhere else. But Travis Etienne, him and Trevor Lawrence were tied at the hip going back to their Clemson days. And maybe both Nolan could be gone, depending on how that season goes in 2025.
Well, the Orioles, they were very cautious with Felix Bautista's workload early on this season. I guess it helps when you're not in a ton of save situations to begin with, but he wasn't used in any back-to-backs for quite a while. Recently, though, they've started to turn to him a little bit more. And after last night, another back-to-back instance, he's up over 20 innings pitched on the year. You look at his career history in 2022, finished with 65 innings pitched, 61 before he went down with the injury in 23. Buy or sell, Bob, Bautista will still surpass 60 innings pitched despite the slow ramp up.
Yeah, I'm going to buy it because he's over 20 now, you said. You got the month of June. So let's assume the Orioles will continue to play above 500 balls, so the safe opportunities will be there for him. Yeah, I'm going to buy that. And if you remember, and I'm sure you do, back at 22, he was the setup guy for Georgie Lopez, Jorge Lopez. And then Lopez gets traded to Minnesota in a deal that helped the Orioles in the long term. He took over and the rest is history. But yeah, I'll buy. He'll get up there because the Orioles are now in ball games instead of getting thumped on a nightly basis.
Would have been interested to see how high he could have pushed the innings had he not gotten hurt in 23. Because he was at 61 and he went down what?
In late August.
Late August. So still a full month to go. And Hyde was using him not just for three out saves. He was bringing him in to get an out in the eighth or two outs in the eighth.
Yeah, a lot of 4 or 5. I don't think that's going to happen, but he'll get his clean inning to work and do what he has to do.
Let's see. How about a little NBA here? The Knicks showed that they're not really in the mood for any patience when they fired Tom Thibodeau. Some fans there might have run out of patience for Carl Anthony Towns as well. Now, he did have some bright spots in the playoffs, but overall, that defense, people placing a lot of blame on him as the lack of defense being a big reason they lost to the Pacers. Now, all of a sudden, as we know in the NBA media world, trade scenarios get thrown around a lot. Carl Anthony Towns for KD, that stuff has been ramping up here a lot. Doesn't mean it's actually going to lead to anything, but the convo is happening, at least from fans. Buy or sell, Bob, after a coaching change, the last thing New York needs is a major lineup change right now.
I'll buy that soft buy it style. I mean, Cat, offensive skills are undeniable. Defensively, he's not Rudy Gobert. I mean, Minnesota made that move, brought Randall in, who's more, you know, he's not 7 feet, clogging lanes. He can take his game out to the perimeter, and Gobert was able to do what he does, stifle tower style. But I don't know if you blow it up too much. And Rick Pitino apparently has been a name mentioned for the Knicks. What's this, 1989 all over again? Pitino's in his 70s, and he said, no, I'm not interested. And check this out, Nolan, reading the interweb, and you can always believe what you hear there. Kevin Willard's name possibly possibly floated out. He's like, really?
I think I saw that, but I wasn't sure if it was a joke or not.
It could be, but just the fact that he hasn't coached a game at Villanova yet. Now, the former coach there, maybe that could be an issue. I think he's pretty much entrenched now as this TV studio guy. But now, to answer your question, I'm selling blowing up the roster. Just play better.
But what's the fascination with non-NBA guys? Whether it's Pitino, like you said, Jay Wright. I mean, I don't get it.
Well, I guess in some cases there's been assistant coaching experience before getting head coaching jobs at the NBA. But, you know, Pitino, he coached. The Knicks were good back when Ewing was still in his prime. Then he just said, bleep this, went back to Kentucky and stayed in college for years, won a couple championships. Then went to the Celtics because the allure was too great. Because I think they all thought they were going to get the number one pick in Boston and take Duncan. They didn't. And San Antonio reaped the benefits of that for many championships. I don't know. 71-year-old coach? Come on.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, our last topic today in the NFL. Saquon Barkley made some headlines this week. Interesting comments about his eventual retirement. He was asked if he could end up being one of those running backs that tries to play until the wheels fall off, and he actually had an opposite perspective, said that he might take a page out of Barry Sanders' book and leave abruptly, even if it is at a relatively young age. Now, Sanders has since gone on to say that a big reason why he did leave early was because he didn't view Detroit as Super Bowl contenders. Oh. That's, again, part of the equation there. For Barkley, his new deal with Philly, well, that's the exact opposite. They are very much contenders. Buy or sell, Bob, Barkley will retire by age 30 when Sanders did. He just turned 28, by the way.
I'm selling that. Nah, he might check out his early 30s. If they win another Super Bowl this year and he's the offensive player of the year and, you know, starting to stack some Hall of Fame worthy credentials, maybe then he'll think about moving into the next phase of his life. And Barry Sanders' last game, I think, was against the Ravens back at the end of the 98 season. And the talk was he didn't want to pass Walter Payton because he was on the verge of becoming the number one rusher of all time. And you mentioned the obvious one. Hey, we're not going to win anytime soon. Why am I going to get my brains beat in? But no, I think Barkley lasts past the age of 30, but not much past. Because he's already had one significant injury. I mean, what more does he need to prove other than stacking a couple more personal achievement and team achievement seasons? When we come back, guy that's all about the team, that's Walt Williams, the Wizard. We'll preview the NBA Finals with him. We'll take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. We'll get to the fun house, which we couldn't do last hour. We got Vinny joining us live for one winning drive with NFL Lunch, American League East report at 1:15, and then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talk all things sports with him because, you know, he's a really smart guy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.